tambourine, and he would shook his music machine on that one. And go, as hard as I try, I am not cool. I have no groove in me. It just ain't. It's just not me. But I, you know, that's okay.
Yeah.
You know, in these days and times, well, we need to be in the hand of Christ. We need to be sheltered in that rock. A focus not so much on this world or on these things of this world. We need to be focused on the kingdom that's yet to come.
Amen.
And to do that, one of the paramount things that have to be organized in our mind and our life is desiring God over this world.
Amen.
Right? We got to get our love right. Right? We're not supposed to love the world or the things of this world. We're supposed to be looking to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith.
That's right.
As you know, there was an election just a couple days ago, and there is a new, and I will call it a regime, that's going to take place in America. Socialism is here. This is the birth of communism in America. And it is well with my soul. Amen? You know why it's well with my soul? I got the promises of God.
Amen.
I got the promises of Jesus Christ. I am not overly concerned about what's going to happen over the next 10, 20, 30, 4, 5, 2 years. It don't matter. Because my name is sealed in the Lamb's Book of Life. I have a place to go. I have a kingdom I'm looking forward to.
Yeah. Yeah.
See,
yeah.
And throughout the Bible, we have these places, these accounts where God gives His assurance
Amen.
To the people of God.
Bless them.
And He says, if you'll choose me over the world, I will be your shield. I'll be your buffer. I will be your great reward. Abraham was one of those guys. We need to be hiding in a place while still in full sight.
Right.
All
right?
When it says, when the Word of God says, hide in the shelter of the rock and I'll cover you, that isn't to be put out of the world. That's to be showing the glory and the light and the power of God in this world.
Amen.
We are to be examples of the living God right here, right now.
Amen.
What God has called us to is the same thing that God has always called His people to be.
Right.
In the world, but not of it.
Amen.
There's an account that's given in Genesis, and I've just started rereading my Bible again. And if you don't read your Bible from cover to cover every year, get on it.
Amen.
Start doing it. You need to make that a life practice. Amen. And you say, well, that just makes it all dry.
No.
You can live off of the saltine. All right? Read it. Okay? Read it. It's not dry. There's more life, there's more goodness in the Word of God than you'll ever find in this world right now. There's the battle of the kings that is going on. And so there's these kings that came in into the area, into Canaan land where Abraham and his people were. And they were scooping up property. They were scooping up things. They were hauling off men and treasures off to a kingdom. And the kings of the world could not fight against the things that were going on. So Abraham got involved when Lot, his cousin, was taken. And so when Abraham got involved, things changed.
Mm-hmm.
When the people of God get involved, things will change.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. But when the people of God get involved, we need to have a sight of God. We have need to have a focus on God, not the things of this world.
Right.
And in Genesis chapter 14, we'll start picking it up in verse 16. Say amen when you get there. Yeah. I hate starting in the middle, but y'all need to go home and read it for yourself. We only got so much time.
Yeah.
Okay, so the backstory is this, that there was the kings of the world had come up, and they had taken the things, and Lot's brother got caught up with him, his brother's son. When you're your brother's son, that makes you a nephew, right? I'm not good with the family tree thing. Because my family tree goes straight up. There are no branches. We don't veer off anywhere. There's one nut on top, and that's me. Anyhow, all that put to the side. Let me go to the Lord in prayer. Father, I thank you so much for your word. I pray God, even now for an understanding about what we're going to be speaking in, or that we could know who you are and where we need to be. And we ask those things in Jesus' name. Amen. And verse, I'm going to start in verse 13 because that's a better place to start. Verse 13 of chapter 14 of Genesis. And there came one of the one that had escaped and told Abraham the Hebrew, for he dwelt in the land of Mer of the Amorite, the brother of Esau, the brother of Anar, and there were a confederate to Abraham. And when Abraham heard that his brother had been taken captive, he armed his trained servants and bore in his house 318 and pursued them unto Dan. And he delivered himself against them, he divided himself against them, he and his servants by night, and smote them and pursued them to Haba, which is on the left hand of Damascus. And he brought back all the goods, brought again his brother Lot and his goods, and the women also and the people. So you see the problem here. The enemy came in and they looked like they were victorious. But then the man of God got involved.
Amen.
All right? When are things going to get to you to where it touches you so much that you get involved with what's going to happen? When are the people of God going to get involved with the things that are happening? All right? Look around what's happening. When are you going to be so concerned about it, so moved about it, like they took one of your loved ones and you get involved with what's going to happen? Because when the people of God get involved, things happen. Things change. I'm not saying, Johnny, go get your gun, because that's not what the people are supposed to do. But what we are, we have a weapon much more powerful than firearms. Amen? We got a God in heaven, and we are not fighting against people. We're not fighting against human beings here. We're fighting against powers and principalities in the heavenly realms.
Yeah.
We need to understand where the battle is before we get involved with the battle. Our battle is not against flesh and blood. It's not against socialism. It's not against capitalism. It's not against communism. Not against any of the isms. What we're fighting against are the powers in the heavenly realms. And the people of God, when we get involved, when it finally touches us, we need to get to the place where we repent, where we get involved and get right with Jesus Christ and come and enter into this fight with the weapon we have,
Amen.
The Word of God and prayer.
Right.
Amen? Because that's what's going to make a difference. That's what's going to turn this around.
Amen.
Right? It's not going to take anything that we can do physically, but the things we have power in is through the spiritual realm, because we have a God who sits in the heavens. We have a Christ who came down, made himself visible to us that we could know what this fight's really about.
Amen.
Abraham, verse 17, he comes, and the king of Sodom came and met him, and after his return of the slaughter of, I am not going to try to pronounce that guy's name, and the kings were with him and his, and all, verse 18, and Melchizedek, the king of Salem, all right, brought forth bread and wine. Melchizedek, the king of peace. Now, after the battle, the king of peace comes. Right? We have personal battles in our lives that are in the spiritual realms.
Yeah.
We got personal. But when you get involved in that fight, know this, that the King of Peace will come to you.
Amen.
The King of Peace will come to you. He'll come, he'll meet you where you are, and he'll bring the necessity of life. He'll bring the wine, he'll bring the bread.
Amen.
Jesus said he was both. He was the water, he was the bread of life.
Yeah.
All right, he was what they meant. And this Melchizedek, which is a type of Christ, all right, and I can get into some history stuff, but it doesn't matter, because it doesn't meet to the point of what we're talking about today. Melchizedek, the king of Sodom, Salem, peace, brought forth bread and wine, for he was a priest of the Most High God. And he blessed him and said, "Blessed be Abraham, son of the Most Abraham of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be the Most High God, which hath delivered thine enemies into thine hand, and he gave him a tithe of all." All right, so you see what happened here? Abraham got involved. Abraham went to war. He warred the way he knew best. He got the church together, 316 men, and they got together. They did what they needed to do. The church right now needs to start coming together. All right? We need to start gelling. We need to stop doing this Facebook abomination of church.
Amen.
Okay? We need to get out of that habit and start coming back together. We need to start gelling and being one body, one force, one people under God. And meeting in such a way that it actually does something.
Yes.
See, Abraham had to get the people together, and then he had to go do something. We got to get the people together, and we got to start doing things.
Amen.
We got to start worshiping properly. Got to start reading the Bible together. We need to start openly conversing about what God is, who God is, and what He is doing in this our time,
Amen.
And knowing it, and then start offering to God the things that are God's. Amen? Amen. Offer to God the things that are God's. And verse 21, and then the world king, the king of Sodom. Listen, who do you think's running the world right now? Sodom. King of Sodom. King of homosexuality. King of adultery. The king of abominations. That's what's ruling the world right now. And this worldly king came to Abraham. And Abraham came and said unto Abraham, give me the persons and take the goods for thyself. And Abraham said to the king of Sodom, I have lifted my hands unto the Lord, the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth, that I will not take a thread, not even a shoe latch, and that I will not take anything that is thine, lest thou shouldest say, I have made Abram rich. Now catch this. What are you going to take from the world?
Nothing.
What's the world offering you that is worth it? Have you not lifted your hand to the Most High God? Have you not surrendered your life to the Most High God? Let me tell you, there's nothing in this world that you need. Everything you need is from God and God alone. We need to get that in our heads. It does not matter who runs America. It's God who runs the world. Right? It does not matter if the Constitution falls. That does not matter. It doesn't. And there are people in China and all communist nations that worship God better than the Church of America.
Yeah.
All right? And it's time that the people of America start getting their minds and their hearts wrapped around the commandments of God, not the Constitution of these Americas. All right? We need to be a people called apart for His goodness, for His righteousness, and set in our minds, I don't care what this world has to offer, I'm not going to take a thread from this world. I'm not going to take a shoelace from this world. Nothing this world has is what I desire.
Right.
Amen? Amen? So take it all, Sodom. Take it all. I'm going to be serving the Most High God when the God of the Most High comes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen? Mm-hmm. And He says, I will not take anything from you, not one bit, not one thing. And so this king of Sodom said, you take the goods. Take the things of this world. Abram said, I don't want the things of this world. How about it, church? How about it? Are we so concerned about the things of this world that we can't seek the things of God?
No.
We need to be seeking the things of God. What is most precious to God? Right? It's not what we own. It's not the temporary things of this world. We need to have a mindset that is for Christ, that is in Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Have this idea in your mind right now. I have lifted mine hand unto the Lord, the Lord, the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth. Alright? Think about this. What does God have? All of heaven, all of earth. Right? So what does this world have that we don't already we already have? Through Christ Jesus. We are more than conquerors through Him who dwells in us. We are more than rich because of the riches of heaven. We are servants of the Most High God. We are set apart.
Amen. Praise God.
We're to be light in this time of darkness.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
We're supposed to be those ones who are fighting the good fight of faith, not the fight of this world. Mm-hmm. I'm not overly concerned, if you haven't understood this yet, let me tell it again. I'm not overly concerned about what runs America.
Amen.
It has been run by Satan for hundreds of years.
Yeah.
All right? Mm-hmm. Did it start out on the right foot? Absolutely it has. But we as a nation have turned against the statutes and the commandments of God.
Right.
And God said, I'm going to do this. Remember, we went over 2 Chronicles 7:19. Says that when you leave my statutes and my commandments, I will remove you out of the land.
Yeah.
God's word still stands.
Amen.
All right? God's word still stands. That's why we need to have our focus on the heavenly things, not on the physical things. We need to have our mindset on the higher things of God, because I have lifted my hand unto the Lord. Have you made your vows to God? Have you paid the vows that you have made to God? I am going to trust God more than what I trust the world.
Amen.
Have you set that in your heart? Or are we so concerned about what we think we're losing?
Mm.
Listen, if you're in Christ, you ain't got nothing to lose.
Right.
It's all gain. It's all good. There ain't nothing to lose on this earth. There's nothing on this earth worth having.
No.
Short of the relationship with the living God.
Amen.
We need to lift our hearts, lift our hands to Him and to Him alone, and not be overly concerned about these things that we're being sucked into. Because He's the possessor of heaven and earth. Verse 23 says, that I will not take from a thread or even a shoelace or a shoelace. I ain't taking nothing from this world.
Right.
This world has nothing for you. You're called out of this world. You're in it, but you're not of it. And if you do love the things of this world, I got news for you. The love of God is not in you.
Amen.
Amen. We just read that from this morning in 1 John. Talks about that. That if you have the love of this world, this world system, you like this world system more than you want the heavenly system, then God has nothing to do with you. Listen, people, we got to get these things right and squared away in our mind.
Yes.
We need to start understanding that truth is the Word of God. It's not what we're seeing in this temporal world. Because we know that in this temporal world, there is nothing good except what Christ put here.
Right.
The whole creation groaneth.
Yes.
Everything that God made, when God made it and said it is good, well, when sin entered in, it started turning not good.
Yes.
And it has been progressively getting worse and worse and worse and worse until where we're at today.
Mm.
And today, there are the powers behind the ten horns.
Right.
There is the Antichrist on the rise.
Yeah.
There's that, as he's called, the little horn that boasts great things. He is on the scene and rising as we know it, as we see it. And we got to have in our hearts, it is well with my soul.
That's right.
Either we believe the Word of God is true,
right,
and the gates of hell shall not prevail against God's church.
Amen.
He will not win. It might look bad for the moment, but we don't live for the moment. I live for an eternity. And I'm going to live for an eternity with the Most High God.
Hallelujah.
He has prepared for me a place before my enemies, in the face of my enemies. And I will be honored. If you are in Christ, you're going to be honored with Him at that table.
Amen.
Amen. So what if they take away the whole world? You can't care. You can't care. You can't have room in your mind to care about those things, because those things do not matter. We got to have a heavenly sight.
Amen.
Right. We got to understand that we cannot fear. Again, Genesis 15 and starting in verse 1. After these things, I like it when it says that. After you make up your mind to serve God, after you make up your mind which side of the battle you're going to be on after these things.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to make up your mind before after these things happens. Right? So set your mind today that there's going to come after these things.
Right.
All right? And after these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abraham in a vision, saying, fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Hey, church, when you stop worrying about the things of this world, when you stop worrying about the cares of this life, God says, I got you. All right? You let them take away your tax exemption, because we're on the verge of that now. You let them take away your constitution, because we're at that right now. You let them take away your Bill of Rights, because that's where we're at right now. It is well with my soul. You know why? Because God, that ever-loving God, has come to you in the Word of God and said, I am yours. I am your exceedingly great reward. And I want an exceedingly great reward. Not some temporal, mealy-mouthed, puny thing that this world has to offer. Because there ain't nothing worth having here. There ain't nothing worth having. It's going to
burn up.
It's going to burn up. Amen. It's all going to burn. And after these things, so we set our mind, we choose God over the world. We say, I have lifted my hand to the Most High God. And after these things, you will have a vision from God. You'll have a confidence. This vision led into a faith. Amen. Let him praise God. And he was led by faith because of what God told him. I am led by faith because of what God tells me.
Right.
I have not had a physical vision. I'm not calling to be a prophet. I don't need to be a prophet because I have the prophet.
Amen.
I have the one true living God. I have a word, but my flesh wants to make me use it.
Yeah.
Of these so-called prophets,
they're
out there today that saying, this is going to happen, that's going to happen, this is going to happen. Jesus said, it is a wicked and a perverse generation that seek after a sign.
That's right.
You don't look for a sign outside of the Word of God. There is no new revelation. This is a closed and sealed book. There's not a new thing coming.
Amen.
Ever again.
No.
Until the new heaven and new earth.
Right.
But that's already told in this book. Right?
Amen.
So these prophets that are out there saying that this is going to happen. I saw Jesus walking in Florida. Eating a grapefruit. Anathema. Okay? Anathema. We need to understand what that means and understand that those so-called prophets are leading people away from righteousness and bringing in a darkness into the body of Christ because many people are being led away by that garbage.
Amen.
Amen? And so because I have a vision, I have the Word of God saying, fear not. All right? Set it in your heart today. Fear not.
Amen.
Fear not. Don't be afraid. Do not worry about what this America is going to look like in 4 years. Worry about what your life's going to look like tomorrow.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
That's the thing that matters. Worry about how this vessel right here, your heart, your life, your righteousness, what's that looking like?
Right.
I have no fear because I'm hidden in Christ.
Amen.
Amen? I am where I need to be. Fear not, he says. I got my notes here written sideways. That means I thought of it later.
Bless your heart. We're sitting up there right now.
Amen. Already seated in the high in Christ Jesus. It's 1 John. 1 John chapter 2, 14, latter part through verse 15. So 1 John chapter 2. So I wrote this down later as I was praying this morning, so I added to my sermon right here for this place. We're not supposed to love the world. 1 John chapter 2, verse 14. And he says, I have written to you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I have written to you, you young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one. All right, catch this. God is saying, I have written to you, you old men. Who's the old man? You father. All right, I've written to you guys. Amen. We're there. I am, as they call, hoary-headed. I earned every one of these little hairs. Some of us are slicker than others. You know, but praise God for that. You earn these hairs, all right? Because, he says, I've written to you, fathers, because you know him that is from the beginning. Listen, us older folks, we walk with God for a while and we know he is faithful.
Amen.
I know his word will stand. I have confidence in that. I have faith in that. I've seen it.
Right.
And he says to the younger men, you're strong, younger men, because you're strong and the word of God abides in you. And you have overcome the wicked one. Listen, people, you need to set your mind in it now. We're going through the revelation in Sunday school. We're finding that only the overcomers are the ones who receive rewards.
Amen.
You need to be an overcomer, not being sucked up by the things that are happening with us, but floating above that.
Amen.
You know, a tsunami doesn't mess with you if you're on the water, right? If you're in the middle of the ocean, it's just a big swell. Don't even notice it. But it doesn't get dangerous until it gets into the shallow part. When you get into the shallow part, then the water rises and it causes a lot of destruction. Well, people, stop standing on the shore. It's time to get out in the water. It's time to get a little bit deeper. Oh, thank you, Lord, for this. Come out into the water. All right, it's only ankle deep, but it's better a little bit deeper. Walk all out into the water of faith until it's up to your knees.
Amen.
Start enjoying it. Start splashing in it. You're in the kiddie pool now, but you're enjoying the water. All right, then walk on out where it's waist deep. You can swim in it now. Praise God. You can swim in your faith and enjoy it. And then God says, go a little bit further till it's way over your head. Amen. And then you will see the righteousness and the holiness and the availability of the Most High God. Only when you get into the deep water. And when you get into the deep water, it does not matter the tsunami that rises, because you'll just be right in it. You'll float up, you'll float down, you'll ride it. It's nothing to worry about, people. Nothing to worry about. See, it tells us here in verse 15, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. Church, we need to stop loving this world.
Right?
This world system. Love not this world. Stop loving it. Don't wrap yourself up in it. Love not the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. That ought to sink deep into the heart of the Christian.
Amen.
If you love cable TV more than you love Jesus Christ, you've got a problem. If you love the Constitution of these United States more than you love the Ten Commandments of God's Word, you've got a problem.
Amen.
Right? And it is a problem that leads to hell.
Right.
You think that you're in Christ, but you're not really, because you love something more than you love God.
Amen.
Love not the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
Amen.
What are we worried about? COVID? I don't give a... Amen. Here's a big word, a rodent's rectum. I do not care about that at all. It's not important. It is not important, because I serve a God who said, I have lifted my hand to the Most High God. I am not concerned about anything that happens.
Amen.
I really ain't. God is in control. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Is that truth? See, and it's truth whether you believe it or not.
Amen.
Right? It does not matter what this world says or what is happening in this world. We need to love God.
Amen.
For all of this world and the lust thereof, all of this world and everything that you desire from this world. All right? The lust of the eyes, the pride of life, is not of the Father. I think I missed one. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever.
Amen.
How long do you want to last? You want to last? You want to hold on to this world? You can. You can. You'll die with this world. Right? It does not matter. Abraham made up his mind. He said, when I came back from the battle, I don't want nothing from this world. I don't want nothing. Sodom, you can keep all the riches. You can keep all the people. I don't want one stinking thread, not one stinking shoelace, not a shoe lack. Nothing you got. Because I have lifted my hand to the Most High God. I have lifted my trust, my sight, my love, my confidence is in him, not in this world. Sodom, you can have it. I don't want none of it. Have you made up mind? Have you made your mind up for that? Because that's the only thing that's going to last.
That's right.
Is your confidence in Christ, your faith in Christ, his ability to see you where you are and love you through the mess into, oh, thank you, God. You've got to go through the fire, baby. You've got to go through. You've got to get in the lion's den. It is not going to be comfortable. And it is well with my soul.
Amen?
It's not going to be... America, as we have known it, is gone. Get used to it.
Right.
It's well with my soul.
Amen.
All right? It's well with my soul. Amen. They're going to persecute the church. You know what? It's well with my soul.
Yeah.
It's okay. They're going to do what they can to snuff us out. But thousands of people have tried to snuff out the Word of God. And the more they smother us, the stronger we get.
Amen?
Amen?
Yeah,
come on, that's history.
Yeah.
You want to see? There's a talk about a great revival in the last days. Well, the revival will happen quick as we get all the tares took out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yeah.
When the real church stands up, you're going to see God move.
Bless.
When the real church stands up, not these mealy mouthed confessors, but the heartfelt converted, when they stand up, there will be a difference. When we say, well, I will not be worried about the things of this world ever again because I got a God in heaven. I'm not going to sweat it because God is my side. He's not on my side. He is my side. Amen? And who here has a faith like that? Because a faith like that is a faith that will change things. I have this psalm in my mind. I think I'm... Oh, yeah, I got it highlighted in my Bible. All right? Psalm 91. Amen. Y'all know that psalm? Have you read through it this week, this month, this year? I plow into it. We're about ready to dig in. Everybody put on the eating bib. All right? Because it's going to get messy.
I'm only like 2 weeks into the year.
Oh, he that dwell in the sweet secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Where are you dwelling, my brothers? Where are you dwelling? All right? Here's the promise. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. That's where I want to be. I want to be in that shelter of the rock. I want to be in the hand of God. I want to be right there. I'm going to be dwelling in that secret place of the Most High, in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, He is my refuge, my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. Woo! Praise God! Do you believe that? Amen. Do you really believe that? See, if you really believe that, you wouldn't be concerned about Biden. Because Biden ain't got no hiding place. Alright? He ain't got no refuge. He doesn't have a place to be. Him and his dead God, Lucifer. And Lucifer, although he's alive, he's dead. He just don't know it yet.
Yeah.
Right? And socialism, it does not matter. You know why? Because we serve the one true God. And I'm hiding there in Him. You need to make your mind up. I will say unto the Lord, He is my refuge. What's a refuge? Yeah. It's your safe place. It's your sanctity. It's I'm hiding inside of Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
That's where my hiding place is.
Yeah.
So it does not matter what this world does. It does not matter. All these battles, all these things that are happening, the world going crazy, the COVID spewing out of every place, the new disease, the vaccines, the this and that. It does not matter because I'm in Christ. I've hid myself in Him. I've raised my hand to the Most High God. I'm serving Him.
Amen.
Church, make up your mind. Choose you today whom you will serve. The gods of your fathers from Egypt, the dead church or the living church.
Amen.
Who you serve at. He will be my fortress. Oh, praise God. I am in a fortress. I am in a fortress. And I am nothing. There is nothing this world can do to me. Even though they slay me, yet shall I trust Him. Yet I'm going to trust God. It doesn't matter what the world does. I have a place in Him. He is my God. In Him I will trust. Surely, for absolute, verily, surely, He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Who's you know what? When God told us not to close the church, when God told us not to go mass, when God told us to follow Him, trust Him, feed the flock, and forsake not the assembly, the folks have been here not one sickness. That is something. I want to give glory to God. Not one sickness, not one person. The only folks that I know that have come down with this are the people who are afraid.
Yeah,
and
the people
who
haven't come to church
yet. Yeah, right. And so I'm not going to kick on that gate right now. But I agree with you, sister. You're absolutely right. You know, we are held. We are under the shadow of His wings, and He promises right here, the He will deliver thee from the snare of the fowler. There is no trap that's going to catch you. When you're in Christ Jesus, nothing. The snare of the Father ain't going to get you. And there, I've got to go up a little bit further. I'm already in verse 4 in my mind. Surely He will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. And He shall cover thee with His feathers.
Amen.
What a safer place to be hid under the feathers of the Most High God. Do you think that there's anything that can touch you when you're behind God's His feathers? His feathers are stronger than anything that this world can throw at you.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how I have longed to gather you as a chick gathers her hen. How I have longed to set my wing over you and protect you. But they chose not to be protected by God. You know, the churches today, they're more afraid of Fauci and Cuomo than they are of the living God.
Amen.
They're more worried about a flu.
Yeah.
A flu. Than the one true God.
Amen.
Personally, I fear God.
Yeah.
I fear God. God said, keep it open, we're keeping open.
Amen.
God said, follow Him, I'm following Him.
Amen.
And by the grace of God, and it's nothing that we have done, but the God has covered us with His feathers, and there's not one pestilence, not one pestilence that has come against this body.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
And I believe that if you talk to other bodies of Christ that have trusted God and walked fully, openly, you're going to find that same testimony there.
Yeah.
Oh, we're in the land of Goshen.
Amen.
Amen. We're in the land of Goshen, people. It's all right. You are surrounded by darkness on every side. All the pestilences are on every side. But you're in Goshen, baby. That's all right. Light your candle. Let it shine. Let it shine in the midst of the darkness. It is okay because you are on God. You are in Him.
The Lord is a strong tower.
Power. Amen.
The righteous run into
Him. Amen. Amen. Our God is the strong tower. Now, if you're righteous, you run into Him. If you're not, you run to the world.
Right.
Listen, I don't need a vaccine.
No.
Amen. You know what I have? I have the healer.
Right.
All right. I got the healer.
Amen.
He's the one that's making the difference. And He says, I will cover you with my feathers. Under His wings shalt thou trust. Do you trust God?
Yeah.
Do you trust Him?
Amen.
Now listen, if you really trust Him, people, when they come at you and say, you have to take this mark, you've got to take this vaccine. If you don't take this, if you don't do this, you won't be able to buy, sell, or trade. When you do this, you will not be able to have the freedoms that we, the rest of the world, has. I trust God.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
And so what? So what? You know, when Israel went into heading to the promised land, God fed them. I have never tasted manna. I want to try me some. Amen? Right?
God's freedom.
Amen. I've got God's freedom. You're right. You're right, brother. Those are the things that matter. Do you believe that God's going to protect you?
Amen.
No matter what.
Amen.
No matter what. If you walk with Him, He's got you. If you walk on your own, you're on your own.
Right.
Right? God says, I have you. I will cover you with my wings. I'll protect you with my feathers. Oh, to be protected by the feather of God. Wow. One feather of God. You are more secure than all of the armored vehicles in the whole world.
Amen.
And stronger than the deepest dug bunker anywhere. What's that? Iron Mountain, right? Ooh, Iron Mountain's so strong. That's so cool because when God shakes all the mountains down to level ground, Iron Mountain ain't nothing but a shell.
Right.
It ain't nothing. Right? So God says He's going to do these things. He shall cover thee with His feathers. Under His wings shalt thou trust. His trust shall be a shield, thy shield, and thy buckler. Wow. What's going to keep you together? Your buckler. Who is He? Christ Jesus.
Amen.
It's that belt of truth. All right? How about the shield that's going to block all the fiery darts? The shield of your faith.
Amen.
Do you really believe what the Bible says here? Right? Because, I mean, this is more than, you've got to believe this more than just verbally.
Right.
You've got to believe it like Abraham believed it. I lift my hand to the Most High God. Amen. I'm not going to take nothing from this world.
Amen.
I ain't taking nothing from it. I ain't worried about it. I'm not overly concerned. God says, I'm to come out of her. Revelation chapter 12, He says, come out from her. Church, come out from the world. Come out from this world system. There ain't nothing good there. There's no life. There's no hope. There's no depth. There's no sincerity. There's no love. The world doesn't love you. The prince of the power of the air, all he wants to do is kill you. He wants to destroy you. He wants to rip your families apart. He wants to rip your finances apart. God says, I got you back. Trust me. Walk with me. Don't take a thread from this world. Don't take nothing from Sodom. Don't accept payment from them. Rest in the payment. Rest in the security of Jesus Christ. Because that's the only place where help's going to come from. Where's my help come from? I look to the mountains. I look up to heaven. I'm looking, I'm waiting for Jesus Christ. Is it going to become uncomfortable? Jesus never said Christianity's comfortable. When Stephen was being stoned, it was, wow, a nice rock pillow. No, it wasn't comfortable, but he had power endued from him from the Most High. As they were stoning him, he said, I see the Lord. I see him. He's at the right hand. He's extending a welcoming committee for me.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Didn't say it's going to be easy. I said it's going to be great. Amen. It ain't easy. It is victory in Christ Jesus. He says it in verse 7, nor the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at the noonday. 1,000 shall fall by thy side, 10,000 by thy right hand, but it shall not come near thee. Catch that.
Bless God.
Thousands of people are going to die to my right, to my left. Mm-hmm. You know what? I'm going to trust God. I'm going to move forward. Right? I'm going to trust God and I'm going to move forward. And even though he slay me.
Amen.
Again. The three Hebrew boys said, Nebuchadnezzar, I have no need in answering you on this. I am not bowing down to you. I'm not doing it. And God is able to deliver me, but if not, know this. I'm still not bowing down. Right? I'm still not taking anything from you. I'm walking by faith, not by sight. He is our fortress. He is our high place. He is what we strive to be. I want to be in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
I want it. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. You know why none of these things are going to come against you or on you or hurt you spiritually? Because you have made the Lord your refuge.
Amen.
You've made the Most High, thy habitation. Now you've got to ask yourself, is that a true statement in your life?
Amen.
You can read it, but if you don't apply this to you, it's not just saying, God, you're my refuge. Is making a stand and saying, I'm not taking a thread, a shoe latch from Sodom. I'm not doing any of that. God's my refuge. God's my refuge. Yeah, you're going to come and you're going to close my banking account. God's my refuge. Right? God said, come out of the world system because he's going to take care of me. God's my refuge. Nothing else matters.
No.
Nothing of this world matters. It really does not matter. When you look at what the reality of God's Word says, He is Lord.
Amen.
And if you trust Him, He has you.
Yes.
He wants to keep you. He wants to shelter you. He wants to bring you into the safe fortress.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got to be willing to walk in. You've got to want that safety, that security in Christ Jesus more than what this world has to offer you. And only you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because he opened the door.
Amen. Bless him.
Something I was told a long time ago, if I were getting a fist fight with somebody, I told him, listen, boy, the only thing in between me and you is air and opportunity, so don't let air stop you. Right? So come on. God opened a door of salvation to you. The only thing in between you and salvation is air and opportunity.
Amen.
Don't let the air stop you. Walk in.
Amen.
Come into the fortress. Come into the safe place. Come into the hiding place of the Most High God. Let him wrap around you. Let him comfort you.
Bless
him. As far as me fighting that guy, he won. I wasn't trusting in God in those days. God says, if you will enter in, no evil shall befall you. Verse 10, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Woo! Praise God. Did you see that? How many plagues are going to come near your dwelling? None. Nothing. If you're trusting in God, it's okay. It's all right. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. But you got to be fully surrendered to Christ. Thank you, sister. Come on, what is it?
That's
total dependence.
Anything he wants.
Yes.
Is no question there.
Yes. No question. It is God that takes care of you. But you got to trust that. You got to have faith in that. You got to believe it. I believe it for my life, but I can't believe it for you. You've got to believe it for yourself. You've got to take this word of God as truth.
Right. Amen.
So I don't see how it's going to work. Faith doesn't come by sight.
No.
Amen. If you see it, you don't need faith. You got to know it's true and believe it and understand this, that all things work together for good to those who love God and are called for His purpose. So it looks uncomfortable. It's for good. Why? Because I love God. I'm called for His purpose. But it doesn't feel good. That's okay. It's going to work out for good. Why? Because I love God and I'm called for His purpose. I have raised my hand to the Lord God Most High. In Him will I trust. I'm being covered by His feather.
Yeah.
Oh, to be covered by the feather of the Most High God. And we're even more than that. You know why? We are in Christ Jesus. We are in the only begotten of God. And He is in the Father. And if He is in the Father and we are in Him, guess where we're at? We're in the Father. We are already in the heavenly realm with God.
That's right.
Glory to God. Amen.
Praise
that
the Lord.
Takes faith. Because
yes.
I'm looking around, and what I don't see much of God. But what I know is more than what I see.
That's right.
Amen. Mm-hmm. We got to know this deeper than what we can see it.
Yeah.
It takes faith to walk this way. It takes faith to stand. What's that old saying? Any dead fish can float downstream.
Yeah.
Right? You got to be alive to fight. You've got to be alive to pray. You've got to be alive to go against the currents of this world. You've got to be alive in Christ Jesus. You've got to be seeking holiness, seeking righteousness, desiring Him to be the Lord of your life. He wants to be that. The question is, do you want to be a servant of the Most High God?
That's it.
A servant has no rights.
Amen.
All right? You're a slave to God. In fact, more than a slave, you're a bond servant.
Mm-hmm.
You know what that means? Back in the day, you would take your ear and you would put it on the doorpost of the house of your master after he released you and you had a free will, right? And you say, I don't want to leave the house of my master, so I stand next to his doorpost and I take an awl and I stick it through my ear into the doorpost of his house.
No.
I ain't leaving. Oh, no. Right? I could not resist. My flesh just grabbed hold of me. Right? But to have that, I'm going to be here. And I'm going to take a steel spike and I'm going to drive it through my ear.
Amen.
And I'm not leaving the house of the Most High God.
No.
I'm not leaving the shelter of His wings. I'm not leaving the fortress of God. I have lifted my hand, my life, everything I am is in Him. I am no longer my own. I have been bought by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. You got to believe that. That's got to be part of you.
Right, right.
See, I don't think that we understand faith nearly drastically enough in America. We think faith is a word. Faith is no word. Faith is a life.
That's right.
It is a life dedicated to something. And that something is a person, and that person is Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Now we gotta, Thou art my hiding place. Amen?
Yes. Thank God.
Do we really believe that? Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Think on that, Selah. That's Psalm 32:7. Psalm 32:7. And it says simply that thou art my hiding place. Right? And that's what he must be.
Yes, amen.
Thou art my hiding place. Take me on that scripture there, sis. As I'm running off the head. My head is always messed up. Thou art my hiding place. Thou hast preserved me.
Thanks, God.
From trouble. Right? I am preserved by trouble. What you got? Well, you think it's time for me to quit preaching?
Faith has found a resting place.
Oh, amen. Not in device or creed. I'm only in page 2 out of 4. Okay. But it is 12:15. Thank you. People, I want you to know what you can have in Christ Jesus. I want you to know that this is available for you. All you got to do is take it.
Amen.
All you got to do is enter into that place of rest. And He will cover you. He has a spot for you. He has an ability to bring you into a security. Who here, I think the go word of the last couple of months is safe. Well, do this and you'll feel safe. Do that and you'll feel safe. Do this, you know, you'll feel safe. Walking with Christ, you don't feel safe. You are safe. Amen?
Yes.
You are safe. You are in Him. You're under His wing. You're covered by His feathers. He has you in the fortress of the Most High God. We've got to make up our minds that I will not take anything from Sodom, King Sodom. I'm going to take everything from King Salem, right? The King of Peace. I want the bread and the wine that comes from Melchizedek.
Amen.
I don't want the things of this world. No. Now we got to get that out of our heads and into your heart.
Amen.
Right?
That's right.
It's got to make that movement from just knowing about it to gnoskoing about
Amen.
It to this deep.
Amen.
And I don't know. We have such poor words in America. You know, there. I don't think there is a word that we use that encompasses this. Because we say know Him, but I mean, you can know it's sunny outside, you can know the grass is going to green, you know that leaves are going to fall. But this knowing is deeper than that.
Intimate relationship.
This is having a sure founded faith that what He says is real. Beyond what you see. Beyond what this world provides. God's word does not change.
Amen.
It doesn't change. He said, I got a place for you. Guess what? He's got a place for
Amen.
You. He's got a habitation for you. The door is open. All you have to do is hear the voice of God and walk in.
Yeah.
But you got to do that. Because pretty soon God's going to shut the door like He sealed the ark. There's coming a day. There's coming a day where grace will not be seen. It'll turn from mercy to judgment. So many people I hear, ooh, I want judgment. I want judgment. I want justice. No, you don't. You do not want the justice of God. What you want is the mercy of God.
Amen.
And while it is called today, right? While it's called today, you need to come to Him. Because there is coming a day where He's going to shut that door. And I can't promise you your next breath. But I can promise you what you do right now will make a difference in eternity.
Amen.
Either you accept Him as your Lord and Savior and strive for holiness.
Yep.
Now, we forget that a lot in our salvation messages. We say, I'll just trust God. Well, trusting God means you walk in holiness.
That's right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Trust Him enough to walk in what His Bible says, the Word of God. And He has you. He wants you to be there. But you got to make that choice. So how do you do that? Well, make it. How do you get into any door? You reach for the handle, you turn it. God has already reached His hand out to you. He's reaching His righteousness out to you. All you got to do is take the hand of God.
Take it.
What?
I have all of John 15 written down here. We didn't need to get to that. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Some things about shouting praises to the Lord. There's some, oh man, there's so many good things here that we haven't touched. But guess what? There's next week. Amen. That just because I've run out of time doesn't mean we've run out of message.
No.
Right? I love you guys. I love you. And I desire God's righteousness for you.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I desire that you want it.
Right. Amen.
Because you got to want it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't want it for you. So anyhow, repent or die.
Encouraging word.
Swim for the last time or drown in the ocean. I don't care which. Make up your mind. I love you. Let's go to the Lord. Father, we thank you. We praise you, Lord God, for your goodness, your righteousness, your holiness. Lord, we come even now lifting our hearts, our hands before you, Lord God. Move over this congregation, Father.
Yes.
We pray that we would accept that shield, Father, from you. I pray that we would desire that buckler that you're offering us. Father, that we would die to this world and that we would live to the righteousness that you've prayed and given us through Christ Jesus. Lord, we ask for those things and we take it by faith in Jesus' name. Amen.